Welcome to Totally Woman Podcast. Totally Woman is a bi-weekly podcast that uncovers essential health knowledge and highlights inspiring journeys that transforms women's lives. I'm your host, Rosemary Crosdale, a licensed adult gerontology nurse practitioner, and this season we want to hear from you. Email us at totallywomanpod1@gmail.com and find us on Instagram at totallywomanpod to join our conversation. While we encourage you to listen to this podcast for health tips, it is not a substitute for a relationship with a primary care provider or a clinic. Now let's get to today's episode. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Totally Woman Podcast. I am your host, Rosemary Crosdale. Ladies, I want to extend my gratitude to you for your continued support. The last episode, I was privileged to have my mom and my sister join me, and I must say how amazing it was having them with me during Women's History Month. I also want to thank Amazon Music as well for featuring my podcast. I can't thank you guys enough for all of your support. Thank you so, so much for joining me and for joining me on these, you know, social media platforms. You know where you join from, whether you're, you know, logging in from ICN.DJ or your Spotify, wherever you're joining me from, I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for the support from, you know, the ladies who are all over, from Jamaica to New York, you know, Brooklyn, Manhattan, the Bronx, New Jersey, Charlotte, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, all over the place. Thank you so much. And India, I must not forget India. I have so many people in India, and I really, really, really want to thank you so much for your continued support. So let's get into it. Let's get into this is season two. We're up to episode 7, and this is April. April is Stress Awareness Month, okay? Yes. Stress, just me saying that alone was a little bit stressful. No, I'm kidding. But that was a little stressful, right? But anyway, April is Stress Awareness Month. And that's what we want to have our focus on with this episode today. So let's just get into it. What is stress? What is stress? Stress is a state of worry or mental tension caused by a difficult situation. Stress is also any kind of change that causes your physical or emotional or psychological strain on you, right? So stress can be anything. There are certain things with stress that, you know, it's stress. Stress is going to happen. Stress is a part of life. We can't get rid of having stress. But ladies, what is important is going to be how we deal with the stress, right? We're going to have stress. We're going to have stress. Let's just, right off the bat, let's just get that out of the way. We're going to have stress. If you're somebody who has never had anything stressful, like you wake up in the morning, just deciding on the outfit to wear for that day can be stressful, right? And guess what? It's even more stressful if you didn't plan ahead, right? Because if you probably planned from the night before, it wouldn't be as stressful. But now you're up in the morning and you're like, what am I wearing today, right? Now you have to look at the weather, how many degrees it is, right? Do I need a sweater? What am I wearing today? Is it for a cold? You know, here our weather in New York has been, like, I would definitely say stressful, you know, so that can be a big stressor as well. But like I said, it's how we deal and how we cope with the stress that is going to definitely make a difference. Stress is a natural response. Let me say that again. Stress is the body's way. It's a normal response, right, to anything that causes a change that disrupts our equilibrium. What is your equilibrium? Your equilibrium is your normal way, right? Your normal state, right? That is your equilibrium. So anything that throws that off balance can be a stressor, can cause some kind of stress. For example, like I said before, just deciding on what to wear in the morning. All of a sudden you were working, now you're not working. That can be a stress. That definitely is going to disrupt your equilibrium, right? Your car broke down out of the blue. Your car was running fine, and now the car is broken down. There's an accident, right? A death. You got some bad news. Those are things that will disrupt our equilibrium where we have no control over. Like I said, it's the normal response for the body. A few days ago here in New York City, I could say that we were very, very stressed because we had an earthquake that measured 4.8. Imagine that. And I know, let me tell you, that was a big stressor for people here in New York. Because what is it? New York, we don't get earthquakes, right? It's not California. So here and now, people are still even dealing with this, right? So stress can be acute where, you know, the stress happens, this, like the earthquake happened, and you know, you came into, like, you accepted what happened, and now you're planning ahead and you're saying, okay, if this was to happen again, these are the measures that I would want to take. I want to ensure for my safety, make sure that my kids are safe, my family is safe. What do you do again in case this happens? But this could also become chronic, right? So chronic is anything that is going to last over a period of 6 months. So how can this be chronic now? This earthquake happened and every day this is you. Oh my God, is another one coming? You can't sit still. You're just in a paranoid, you know, you're paranoid about it. You don't know what to do. Now you're keeping your kids home from school. You're doing different things. You're trying to, you know, just to say, okay, then. It was such a scary situation. I don't really want to deal with it. So this could become where it just disrupts your entire equilibrium, where it disrupts your life. So now this is now taking over you, right? And that's how something can become chronic, right? The event happened. You were stressed about it. But instead of dealing with it in a positive kind of way, or, you know, dealing with the negativity or the impacts that came from it, now that period has gone overboard, right? So how we deal with that is going to be making a big, big difference, right? Will the stressor, so the stressor is the issue. In this case, the stressor was the earthquake, right? Or the stressor could have been the death, or the stressor could have been, you know, you were in an accident or whatever happened. How do we deal with these stressors, right? Because like I said, some of these stressors, they're unavoidable. We didn't know there was going to be an earthquake, right? If we knew, then we would have prevented, you know, or put ourselves in a different space to deal with that. So there are certain things that we have no control over, right? And this is one of them. So I'm just going to talk about how we deal with the stress will make the biggest difference in how we bounce back, right? Our coping mechanism, how we deal with the stress, that's going to be an issue, right? And that will determine whether you're going to be positively coping or negatively coping. And then if you're positively coping, it may take you a little time, yes, to get over some of what happened. But if you're negatively coping, then it can lead to other things, right? It can lead now to you becoming very anxious. It can lead now to you becoming depressed, right? These are things that we don't want to happen. So therefore, we have to attack the stressor, right? Or the thing that is making us stressed, right? The things that we're stressing about. How do we make sure that these stressors are not overtaking our lives to the point where we cannot perform, right? How are these stressors impacting our lives, and not just only our lives, but the lives of others that we have to deal with? So I'm just going to talk about the four A's that we're going to deal with when we talk about stressing. And I'm going to touch on that today, right? There are four A's. Yes, the letter A. There are four A's that I want to touch on that if you find yourself in a stressful situation, if you think about these words, they can help you, right? To bounce back positively. Maybe some people, it would be negative, but if it is negative, then I'll tell you also some things that you can do to avoid it being negative for you. So the first one, the first A. So let me tell you all the A's first, all the A's. So the A's are avoid. That's the first A. The second A is alter. The third A is adapt, right? And the last A is accept, right? Let me just say them again. Avoid, alter, adapt, and accept. So let's talk about avoid. When we talk about avoid, right? What are we talking about? So some types of stress are unavoidable, right? Such as we talk about the earthquake. Could we have prevented that? No, that was unavoidable. If a death occurs, that's unavoidable. I mean, if we're looking at maybe, say, a car accident, the person would want to say, well, whose fault is it? But you didn't know you was going to have an accident, right? So that is unavoidable. So you must address an issue or task as soon as it arises, right? Because if you don't, right, now this is what is, if you postponed it, if you postpone dealing with whatever happened at that particular time, if you postpone dealing with the issues that happened with the earthquake, for example, like I keep going back to the earthquake because it's the most recent thing that all of us can actually relate to, especially here in New York, if you were, you know, dealing with that. So if it's postponed, you're going to deal with it negatively, right? Because now you're going to look at it as something, you know, so detrimental that there's no probably coming back from it, right? We have to take control of our environment and make the changes that we need to make, right? Taking control of your environment, I'm not talking about the physical environment, right? Because we could not control that. But your environment is your equilibrium, the way how you're dealing with things, right? Those are the ways that we would want to make sure that we, you know, we're dealing with and we're not avoiding what happened, right? We're making sure that we're taking control, we're dealing with the issue, and we're moving on, right? Because it was something unavoidable that happened. A death happened. You cannot take away the death. It happens. Now you're probably going to go into a grieving process. But sometimes that grieving process can be, you know, it can be negative as well as it can be positive as well. And it can also lead to, you know, you experiencing some anxiety and depression about it. Right? So those things that are unavoidable, we cannot necessarily avoid them. We have to deal with those issues. So that is our first A. Our first A, avoid. Now let's go to our second A, stress. Stress may be caused by situations that you usually address as your daily routine. For example, you handle various meetings in a day. However, situations where you have back-to-back meetings and arrange and discover that one of them will take place across town. So now you have no control over that. Instead, now you have to make preparation on how to get to that meeting, right? Because it's something that you have to do. So now you have the plan has changed, right? So you have to alter now to fit with that stressor. So now where you probably thought you were having a Zoom meeting, now you have to get in your car and drive somewhere, right? The plans change. You have to alter. So you have to accommodate. You have to postpone now what you had thought of doing in order now to accommodate something else that it was on your plate already because you had it, right? But now you have to alter in order to meet that requirement. You have to change, right? You have to communicate openly. Honesty is always the best policy. We used to have that when I was younger. Honesty is the best policy. When sharing feelings, using I statements rather than you statements, right, helps to negate any blame to the other person, right? So now you can say, you know, you had to go to that meeting. It was altered, right? But now it's you are the one. How can I make it different that I can get to where I'm getting without stressing myself? Because there's nothing you can do now, right? The situation has been altered. So you have to put yourself into that situation where you're now going to meet that requirement because there's nothing you can do to change it, right? Manage your time better. Managing your time, right, has to do with making changes. And if you have a plan, now you can work. Before you did have a plan, but then the plan changed, right? It was altered. But now you have to come up with something else on how to deal with that, right? So, and then the next A that I want to talk about is adapt. So in order to adapt, we are going to recognize that things happen. Alter and emergencies, plans change, right? And emergencies occur. Sometimes you just have to woosta, right? Take a deep breath, right? And keep calm because there's nothing that you can do, right? If the stressor cannot be avoided or changed, adjust as best as you can, right? So now you cannot do anything. You cannot do anything about that meeting that is across town that now you have to get into your car and drive to. But now you have to adjust to the situation to say, well, maybe you need somebody now because you thought your kids was just going to, you know, you'd be able to do this Zoom and now you're going to be able to pick up your kids. Now you have to arrange for somebody else to pick them up or something like that. So now you have to adjust to the situation. While on this Zoom, you thought you could be making dinner or something. Now maybe you have to say, well, let me, you know, start doing a little preparation here while I'm on this one. But then now maybe we have to get takeout or something, for example, right? Because you thought you'd be able to cook while you were doing this. Now you cannot. So you have to adapt to that situation now where you need help. So you have to make sure that you're getting whatever help that you need. You have to bend a little, compromise, right? Bend a little, compromise. A lot of times, sometimes we're very set in our ways. Sometimes we have to be able to, you know, and that's what it means to adapt to the situation. You have to compromise, right? You cannot be so set in your ways that you cannot be changed or something. When a change arises, you cannot adapt to the situation to deal with it, right? So you have to adapt in that way. You have to change your perception on things. Sometimes you may perceive a scenario to be stressful, but if you just make a few minor adjustments, then that stressor can be, you can adapt to it in some shape or form. So the adapt mantra sayings, mentally repeating confident sentences such as, I can do this, right? Look at yourself and tell yourself that you can do it because you have no choice right now. Right? So I can do this. Developing those strategies will help you, you know, to adapt to the situations. You have to learn to create a list, right? We talk about you could create a list where, you know, adapting probably sometimes you probably will need some resources then that would be available to you, right? Practice stopping bad thoughts. Sometimes things will come into your head. You know, because right away the situation arises, now you think of just the negative part of it. You don't even think about the positive part of it. Everything you look at, you just look at it as being negative. Everything is not always negative because if you can adapt to it, you can make the changes and now that will not be detrimental to you. You'll be able to adapt where it's going to be better, right? And you can make it better for yourself. And then the last A that we're going to talk about is accept. So accept. When you accept, you have to accept that there are certain things that you cannot change. We talk about that. There are certain things that you cannot change. Sometimes you just, like we said in the last situation, you have to adapt where you tell yourself that, listen, you've got this. I can do this, right? So positive reinforcement, talking to yourself, encouraging yourself. There's a song that says sometimes we just have to encourage ourselves, right? You have to look in the mirror and you have to just say to yourself that I can do it. practice positive self-talk. That is just so important to the nitty-gritty of the whole matter. Because if you can see that even though the situation arises and it's negative, yes, your car broke down, you may have to take the train now for, you know, a couple of days until you can get it fixed. But this is just something that, you know, occurred, and now you're finding a way to deal with it because you didn't know that this was gonna come about in the first place, and now you're finding a way to deal with it. So you're accepting that this is what is happening. You must be ready to accept mindfully that you may experience stress from any source or situation. Instead of opposing or getting affected by an unchangeable situation, accept it and take steps to overcome it, right? So what are some of the steps that you can take to overcome it? We talk about speaking positively into yourselves, right? Look at yourself, encourage yourself, say positive affirmations to yourself. We're going to also talk about, you know, doing some self-care, doing some meditation, right? Listening to a podcast. There you go. Okay, that was just my way of just putting that in there. But anyway, yeah, listening to a podcast, right? So these are ways that we can come and we can just deal with some of these things. Ladies, like I said, stress is unavoidable. At some point in your life, you're going to deal with some amount of stress. You're going to deal with some issue that is going to disrupt your whole balance. It's going to throw your momentum off. It's going to throw you off. But it's how we cope and how we deal with these things that is going to make a difference. And like I said, the situation or the stressor, we can allow it to be an acute situation or it can become a chronic situation. We want to try to not let it become a chronic situation, because if now it becomes chronic, now you may need to even seek external help. And I cannot emphasize enough, because sometimes, and it doesn't have to be chronic. Let me take that back. It doesn't have to be chronic in order to seek external help, because external help comes in the form of therapy, right? Seeking therapy, talking to others. Some of us, we may not have any families, you know, or relatives or other people that we can talk to, but I always will encourage therapy. Therapy is very, very important. You cannot do everything by yourself. And a lot of times as women, we do not want to ask for help, right? We think we are the burden bearer, right? We're the person who's supposed to bear everything, and that is not true. Sometimes just asking for help is just an indication that you have accepted now this situation that you're in, and now this is going to help you to get to the next level, right? The next level of how do you cope in these situations. So ladies, the four A's again: avoid, alter, adapt, and accept. When you get to that accepting phase, and accepting it, you could be dealing with it in many phases, right? Because sometimes you accept and you can also revert back again, right? But that is normal. As long as we're not lingering and staying in those situations, talking positively to ourselves, doing some self-care. If you can't afford to go out and pay for a massage, maybe just lighting a candle and taking a nice bath, okay? Doing something for yourself, getting a manicure or a pedicure, meditating, listening to music, going for a walk. That's the cheapest form of de-stressor, right? Just going for a walk, listening to your music, you know, just enjoying nature. These are things that can help you to just get that balance back, where we are minimizing and, you know, de-stressing. So, like I said before, stress is unavoidable. At some point, stress is going to come into our lives and we have to deal with it. But it's how you deal with it and how you cope with it that is going to make the difference. So on this episode, ladies, I just want to encourage you. What you have to do, one of the things, be kind to yourself. A lot of times, we're not kind to ourselves because all we can see is the negative. But look at it as you're also doing a very good job. You know, give yourself a praise. Give yourself a star. Pat yourself on the back, right? and encourage yourself. That's what I want you to take away from this episode. Stress is going to come. Something is going to come up. Something is going to come up that is going to throw you off, and it may throw you off in a big way. But guess what? You've got this. You can do this, right? And that's what I want you to get away from this. And the takeaway that I want you to have from this is that when these stressors come, you can do it. You are the one, because you're in control of your destiny. You're in control of it, right? So you can either choose to have a positive mindset or a negative mindset. And you're going to say, Rosemary, how can I have a positive mindset when there's like $20 in my account, in my checking account, and all the bills are coming in? Well, there's nothing else, you know, you can do. Maybe you can ask for help from someone or something like that. But there's nothing else in this situation that, you know, you can do at this point. But maybe, like I said, maybe you can ask for help. Maybe you're working and then the next paycheck is coming up or something like that. And some of us may have to make a budget. You know, look at where you're spending. Look at where your money is going. You know, different things like that. You know, this is how we're going to take charge, right? Take charge of your life. Take charge of things, the things that you can change, and implement those that will become positive things that will cause your life to be less stressful. Because like I said, you cannot avoid the stress, but it's how you deal with the stress that is going to impact your lives. So like we say, as usual, on this Totally Women podcast, and as we encourage women all over the globe, there's nothing that you can do, but like I said, you have to be very, very kind to yourself. Be supportive of each other. If you notice someone going through something and you can offer some assistance, then that will also be very, very good. But continue to inspire, continue to motivate, and just continue to uplift each other. That is the best way that I can think of, that we can continue to encourage each other and also de-stress ourselves. Join me on the next one. Totally Women Podcast is hosted by Rosemary Crosdale. This episode was produced by Quana and Wise Grisette. Episode artwork by Astrea Grisette and powered by Indie Creative Podcasts.